From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. A Cole County judge is weighing a challenge to a proposed constitutional amendment to restore campaign contribution limits in Missouri. Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce heard arguments on Tuesday from opponents who say the measure is unconstitutional. The proposed constitutional amendment is being challenged in court because of how it would affect corporations' ability to donate to political candidates. It would cap campaign contribution limits and impose other campaign finance restrictions aimed at preventing political committees from obscuring the source of their money. Attorney Chuck Hatfield, who represents a group of rural electric cooperatives and a mid-Missouri banking chain, says his clients would be barred from donating to any political candidate under the proposal.
The wrong way to do it is to pick and choose and say these people may make contributions, but those people may not. Under this measure, they may not contribute even to their own political action committees, and we think that's unconstitutional.
Attorney David Sauer disagrees, saying that the plaintiffs are looking for minuscule issues to have the campaign contribution limits proposal removed from the November ballot. A ruling is expected later this week. A judge has ruled that a ballot measure to raise cigarette taxes to benefit early childhood programs can stay on the November 8th ballot. The ruling Tuesday by Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham is a follow-up to an appeals court decision earlier this summer that changed the official summary of the tobacco tax measure. Beadham says constitutional questions raised by opponents should be addressed after the election. Missouri voters will have some additional choices on the November 8th ballot. The Green Party received approval Tuesday to appear on the ballot after turning in more than 23,000 valid petition signatures of registered voters. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.